My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak.
Some of my favorite songs in the past year have come from EPs. What I like about these shorter musical recordings is because they are only 4 or 5 songs long. I feel like artists put their best effort into the project and record songs that represent their best work. While a full studio album easily offers you twice as many songs, the extra music doesn't always come with quality. On some albums, you can tell certain tracks were just thrown together because the label needed 3 more songs to complete the project. What you're listening to right now is Take Me to Church from Hozier's 2013 EP of the same name. The Irish singer released his From Eden EP last month. Andrew Hozier Byrne was born on St. Patrick's Day in County Wicklow, Ireland. According to his Facebook page, the musician was raised on rhythm and blues, soul, jazz, and the, quote, deep dark stuff stretching from Chicago to the Delta, end quote. He joined his first band at the age of 15, taught himself to play guitar and piano, and studied music at Trinity College. While there, he was a member of the Trinity Orchestra. After deciding he wanted to write, record, and perform his own music, he dropped out of school to focus on that full time. The title track off his latest EP showcases his smooth, soulful vocal talent. His easy-to-listen-to voice slides gracefully along an impressive range of notes. The melody is a comfortably bouncy one that's so catchy you can't help but sway along. Don't you agree? Hozier traveled to the States and performed at South by Southwest in Texas in March, and the artist apparently has no fear performing in unique venues. His Twitter page displays a photo of him recording Take Me to Church with KXT Radio on a pedestrian bridge in Austin. His latest EP contains a live version of the song To Be Alone, which was recorded last year during a show at the Pepper Canister Church in Dublin.
Never feel too good in crowds with folks around when they're playing the anthems of rape culture loud, crude and proud, creatures baying.
This song has simple instrumentation and really allows Hozier's voice to shine. To Be Alone is a bit more bluesy than the title track, and it's a little darker. But perhaps the most haunting song on the EP is one titled Arsonist's Lullaby.
When I was a child, I heard some would sing and some would scream. You soon find you have few choices. I learned the voices died with me.
Hozier's Facebook page asks the question, what are the 21st century blues and who shall we find to sing them? I think the answer can be found in Hozier's From Eden EP. The young Irish singer has brought his own style to the classic tradition of the blues, and he's brought that mix into the 21st century with him. Hozier's latest project is available now on iTunes. You can find out more about this artist at Hozier, that's Hozier.com.
that the kind of way to face the burning heat? I just think about my baby. I'm so full of love I could barely eat. There's nothing sweeter than my baby. I'd never want once from the cherry tree. 'Cause my baby's sweet as can be. She'd give me two flakes just from kissing me. When